does sound like a very powerful note card to pass around right. on election day.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through the days leading up to election day and your emotions throughout that?
Yeah, I remember just not sleeping at all because I was blogging. Frackfree didn't have a website, and I was just constantly blogging and making memes. And I was obsessed with this campaign. I was like, I just put everything I had into it. And a lot of people were doing the same. And I remember a few days beforehand, somebody, I think it was, I don't remember who it was, said that the opposition was doing polling, like, which costs a lot of money. We wouldn't even dream of doing polling because it's like, that would be all of our money. And the somebody leaked the polling data that said we were actually sizably ahead. And I remember thinking, no way, because I was convinced we were going to get our asses kicked because we were getting so outspent. And it's Texas. It's like oil and gas country, you know? And everybody was saying, there's no way you're going to win this one. So that was the first glimmer of hope I got. And that was probably 3 days before. But I really didn't doubt it, or I didn't believe it, you know? And then I remember it was getting heated, so my wife and I decided that we were going to spend the election night at a hotel because we were getting threats and stuff, you know. Maybe nothing all that serious, but I didn't want to mess with it. So we sent the kids somewhere else. And so it was like, yeah, it was really intense. And it rained all day that day. And I stood there at our polling station for 12 hours with my sign in the rain. Because, like, I'm not going to be able to focus on anything else anyways. I'll just stand there. And it was really fun and energizing. And there's this film crew, Don't Frack with Denton, you know, documentary. They were filming every once in a while. I'm just standing there with my sign, getting soaked in the rain. And other volunteers would come, and we had a lot of fun. They'd bring me hot cocoa. And then we went to Dan Silverleaf afterwards, and that's when we heard the announcement. And that was the most joyous moment when it was announced and all the volunteers had put in so much time and money that they didn't have got to just celebrate that moment. That was really awesome. They read the mayoral proclamation. The mayor says, from this day forward, fracking will be banned in Denton. And there's like this uproar of applause and cheers. And it was amazing. I just broke down. Short-lived, but it was a hell of a victory, though, I can tell you.